Well, there are five yearlings, all five fillies, sired by Divine Park and Book One at Keeneland September Sales, and without exception, all five are fantastic racing and breeding prospects. First to enter the ring is a half-sister to the Grade One Stakes winner Include Me Out, also to the Grade One Stakes winner Check Me, Check the Label, and to the Major Stakes winner On the Menu. She sells the first day. Then on Tuesday, the aforementioned On the Menu's first foal enters the ring. Wednesdays and Thursday sessions feature a half-sister to Grade One Stakes winner Cash Included, to Stakes winner in Grade One place Indian Way. Remember the day she set a new track record of 107-3 in the Mild Juliet Stakes, and Keeneland Stakes winner Yankee Master, and a half-sister to the 2012 Stakes winner Trickmeister, who also placed in the Grade Two Suburban this year, goes today in the Woodward. Now, let me remind you that Divine Park is a Grade One Stakes winner by Empire Maker's half-brother Chester House, himself a proven Grade One sire. The Book One Divine Park fillies may be seen in the consignment of Brereton C. Jones Airdrie Stud Agent from Three Main Stud Agent. Divine Park stands at Mr. and Mrs. Brereton C. Jones Airdrie Stud. And remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
Horse Tales with Ursula Ellis, the horse capital of the world, bluegrass country. Horse Tales is all about the horses, the people, and the history of the thoroughbred industry. Now here's your host, Ursula Ellis.
Well, good morning, everyone, and it's a nice morning here at the Thoroughbred Center. It's, however, it's dry, and we're not going to get a drop of rain.
Well, we're not going to today, doesn't sound like, unless it's a stray thing. I was listening to the weather coming in, and the band, the eastern part of the circle of the tropical storm, is going to get to Louisville today. And as it moves east, we'll probably get it tomorrow. And then the other side of it, the western side of it, will swing through. And our best chances are Sunday and Monday. Then, when that thing moves through, there's a cold front Wednesday and Thursday coming in. Not a huge freezing one, but that should bring us more chance.
So, well, no,
more than you wanted to know.
I got my information from the guard shack. Up by the potty, porta potty. And he says it was not going to rain.
Oh, okay. I defer to a better source.
Yeah, right. I feel better anyway. All right. Well, we are here at the Thoroughbred Center on the Paris Bike. And boy, we've had a pretty good month. We've had 61 winners out here during the month of August. And we went into yesterday needing three winners to hit 60, and we got four.
Yeah, we were sitting at the computer last night, scrolling down Mountain Air. Jimmy Corgan, yay! And we, you know, kept going back.
Jimmy was at Presque Isle.
A Presque Isle, that's right.
Yeah, he won a nice maiden.
Ooh, $41,000 pot.
Yeah, he's won two of those just here in the last two, 3 days, I believe it was.
That's all that casino money.
Well, yeah, yeah. Well, I'll tell you who they were. Tanya Bomidas won one at Ellis. They won these four races at four different tracks, by the way. Tanya Bomidas won one at Ellis Park, Paul Garcia at River Downs, Jimmy Corgan at Presque Isle, and then the last race last night at Mountaineer Park, Tommy Short won one. So prior to that, the winners since last week's show from here, Luis Jurado, Helmut Jackson, and one I just missed somehow, and I don't know how I did, but Donald Hunt won one on the 24th, but I'm counting it because I didn't count it last week.
Okay.
Okay. Eduardo Cuttermori, Paul McEntee, Ted Lucas, Jimmy Corgan, Kellen Gorder, and then once again, Tanya Bomidas, Paul Garcia, Jimmy Corgan, and Tommy Short. So, been a good month. Been a good month for the... 61, that's not, I think 62 is the most that I can remember that we've had.
Is that right?
Yeah, that was last year sometime, and about this time, as a matter of fact, that we won 62 races out of here. Of course, it's one more, and it would have been two a day, because it's a 31-day month.
Yes.
Yeah, so I hope I missed one. I'll go back and look somewhere. Maybe
That'd be great.
I could have lied about it, because...
couldn't.
Kellen Gorder. Kellen Gorder saddled a couple of winners, but he divides his stable. And those were trained, couple that he won with were at from Keeneland.
Yeah.
So, anyway. So, pull on you, Kellen. That's supposed to train out of here.
There you go.
Most of his winners do come out of here. All right, what are we doing today? Gary McGibbon's going to stop by. Of course, he manages Stone Street Farm out on the old Frankfurt. No, it's on the Versailles Frankfurt Road.
Out Versailles Frankfurt.
Yeah, when you're going
60.
Out on I don't know the
number. Happy's Highway.
Happy's Highway.
Come on.
Anyway, Happy built that back when you know pre-interstates. You know, Happy was in Lexington and
he lived in Versailles.
Versailles and wanted to get to Frankfurt. You know, so he
built himself a highway.
Damn right.
And I worked for Happy one abortive campaign and. I stuck my hand up at the meeting and said, okay, what are we supposed to say about the Happy Highway? And they gave me all kind of BS about why it was a blah, 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 blah. He wanted to go home in a hurry, that's all.
Well, anyway, that's where it is. It's on the left going out. I think it's before you get to Ashford Stud.
Oh, is it?
On the left, yeah.
That's closer.
Anyway, it's a beautiful place, and they've raised a couple. They've run a couple good horses here lately. Yeah, I don't know if you've heard of them, Jackie, Rachel Alexander and Curly.
That'll do.
Either one. Michael is here. He's out talking to a gentleman, Jack. Can't remember Jack's last name. Shame on me. But anyway, he speaks to me, so I guess I'm in good with him.
He doesn't know you very well.
I guess, Doc is still on the mend.
Yeah, you talked to him yesterday. He sounded pretty good. Thanks for looking up.
Yeah, he is at the Mayo Clinic.
Yeah.
And he's in good hands up there. This is Dr. Byers we're talking about. And I talked to him yesterday. He gave me, he answered my phone. He'd called me earlier, and I called him back. And
he's doing well. They're heading in the right direction.
They're heading in the right direction up there. Got a way to go, but Doc's tough, and everybody
talking about coming home, of course.
Talking about coming home, but he's a whole lot happier up there than he was over at the previous hospital where he was because they piddled around. And, you know, Doc's not one to piddle around. And they don't piddle around up at the Mayo.
They're
on top of things.
Many thanks to Jenny Howard, Neil Howard's wife, who. See, here's what happens. Here's a tip. When men talk to men about you need to check on this, you need to go ahead and go like, yeah, that's what you get. You have a woman call a woman, and by God, things get done. Jenny Howard called Susan Byers.
Hey Jackie, will you do the rest of the show for me?
No, you can take it. You're a big boy.
they're having a pretty good day. In New York today, they're running two grade one stakes and a grade two, and we'll get Mr. Moody on.
Yeah.
And to give us the winners, the Woodward, the Four Go, and the Bernard Baruch. We'll have Jackie's announcements, of course. And I said, I always say I'm going to do something on Joe Palmer, but went off and got my book.
You probably have it memorized.
Some of them I do.
Yeah, you could just start.
Yeah, anyway.
I was reading it again. Couple days ago, every so often I just pick it up and peruse. It's a wonderful book.
Yes, it is.
Oh, and they've got them on Amazon now. There's a new one that's not been touched. It's $350. And then there's one in grade A condition, which is $200, but they have some used. And who cares as long as the words are on there. So
mine are held together by Scotch tape, for God's sake.
That's the truth.
Yeah. Anyway.
And memory.
I might talk a little bit about Forgo. I'd rather talk about his sire. Everybody remembers Forgo, but he was by Forley, and not many people remember Forley, I don't think. Except I do.
Yeah.
I've outlived everybody else, and I just talk away, and nobody knows whether I'm right
or wrong. Where was Forley? Where did he stand?
Claiborne.
Oh, yeah. I thought so.
He was an Argentine champion. Came up here. Ran three times in this country. He won his first two starts at Santa Anita, and he came in, I think it was a Washington Park handicap, and he broke down in that race.
Oh.
And they put him to stud. And he was a very, very good stud horse. He was probably more suited to European racing than he was this. But, you know, you get a horse like Forgo. Forgo was, he was one of the all-time greats. And he was never sound. Didn't run him at two, but, and he ended up you know, he had a long career, raced through age seven, but, you know, he was the head of Spottish races a lot.
Wow.
You remember when they brought him home and they turned him out over in Johnny Ward's place out on the backside of Keeneland over there? You could see him out there in a paddock.
No, I don't remember that.
Okay, moving right along.
Well, you wouldn't want me to fake it. Oh, yeah, I remember.
The hell I do.
One of us has to be straight.
Well, with but two crops, to race a full season, Warfront has had 13 stakes winners plus 8 more to place in stakes. Now, that's 21 stakes horses in his first two crops, and 6 has won graded stakes, including grade 1 winner The Factor, grade 1 winner Summer Soiree, and grade 1 winner Data Link. He is the sire of 8 2012 stakes winners, and Warfront is, by any measure, the most successful son of the great Cyrus Danzig at stud in North America. That said, be sure to check out the Warfront yearlings at the Keeneland September sales. The first to be offered is hip number 94, selling Monday, September 10, opening day of the sale. Colt, it's a colt, and hip number 94 is a half-brother to the Fleet Contested. Winner last Saturday, the Grade 1 Test Stakes at Saratoga, and earlier, the Grade 1 Acorn at Belmont, and then the Grade 3 8 Bell Stakes at Churchill Downs. Warfront, of course, stands at Claiborne Farm, and so does, incidentally, First Samurai, sire of Swift Warrior, winner Wednesday of Saratoga's $100,000 win stakes in near course record time for the mile 133 and 4. Inquiries to Bernie Sams over at Claiborne Farm, 233-4252, and see the website at claibornefarm.com.
Sally Van Services have been in business for more than 60 years, and during that time, many of the greatest runners ever to step on a racetrack were entrusted to their care. And they've learned a lot along the way. It's pretty obvious that their vehicles and equipment are in tip-top condition. But the single most important safety factor is the ability and the experience of the person behind the wheel. They're extremely proud of their drivers at Sally Van Service. They're experienced drivers and experienced horsemen. And that's a winning combination. Think about that the next time you ship your horse, whether it's across the county or across the country. When you load your horse into a Sally van, you can depend on the fact that the person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. The folks at Sally Van Service wouldn't have it any other way. And that's why for more than half a century, Sally Vans has been the safest way to the winner's circle.
Well, last Saturday at Saratoga, the Grade 1 Test Stakes was won by Contested, a 3-year-old filly. She's by Go Zapper, bred by Cherry Valley Farm, trained by Bob Baffert. Contested was the even money favorite, and she ran like it, winning by 2 lengths under light hand urging. Winner earlier of the Grade 1 Acorn and the Grade 3 8 Bells, Contested is one of 11 2012 stakes winners, 7 of them graded stakes winners, by Go Zapper. Recently elected to the Hall of Fame, Go Zapper is by Awesome Again, who in just two races later, came within a neck of signing his 13th Grade 1 stakes winner when First Falcon was beaten by that margin and the Grade 1 $1 million Travers. Bred by Ben Walden Jr. and Hugh King, trained by Nick Zito, Fast Falcon closed strongly to just miss. Then, some 24 hours later, Game On Dude by Awesome Again ran second by a half length in the Grade 1 $1 million Pacific Classic. Bred by Dina Springs and trained by Bob Baffert, Game On Dude won the Grade 1 Hollywood Gold Cup in his previous start, and he's earned over $2,844,000. Contested, Fast Falcon, and Game On Dude are serious Breeders' Cup contenders. If you want a serious runner in your racing stable, see the yearlings by Go Zapper and Awesome Again at the Keeneland Sales. Both stand at Adina Spring. Both are nationally ranked. Inquiries to Eric Hamelback at 987-1798 and see the website at AdinaStallions.com.
The horse right here, the name is...
All righty, well, Michael Blowen is here. He's either 7 days late from last week or he's here on time this week. Which is it?
I needed to go out to pasture for a week just to get my energy back. So I got some downtime. No, actually, it's been extremely busy with the visitor, so it's been great. It's been great. Yeah. I got a new best friend. His name is John Hardick, and John is the CEO of the racing form.
A new best friend.
Mm-hmm.
He's
fabulous.
That means he's doing something for you.
Boy, is he ever. It's unbelievable. He even invited me to Nick Nicholson's retirement dinner, which was a blast, by the way.
Oh. Did Nick acknowledge your presence?
Yes.
Oh, he did.
He said he thanked me for coming.
Oh, did he really?
But he might not have recognized me. He might have thought it was somebody else. That could be. But no, he was very nice. And all the brothers were there. And, you know, it was kind of a mixture of some very pleasant things to say about Nick and a little bit of a roast. And it was really nice. And G.D. Hieronymus put together great videos. That was a really, really nice event.
Yeah, well, Nick's a good guy.
Yeah,
Everybody like, I'm very fond of Nick.
Ran into old friend supporters. Tracy Farmer was there and Governor Jones. I mean, it was really, really nice. Talked to Dermot Ryan about Dr. Beyer. So that, you know, it was very, very nice event. We had a good time.
Okay.
But here's a story for you. Ready for a really good one?
Okay.
Prepare thyself. Mike Rapole, who of course owned Uncle Mo and got Stay Thirsty going in the Woodward. And, well, he won the Travers with Uncle Mo last year. So now they have a dead heat this year. And a couple of months ago, some of his friends got together, and they were planning to steal the Travers canoe with the Rapole colors on it and bring him down to Mike's swimming pool and put it in the swimming pool. Well, I guess word leaked out about this, and so Mike decided he better go try something else. So he went to the New York Racing Association, and he said, look, if you let me have that canoe, or if you give me that canoe, I'll donate $25,000 to the backstretch workers to Anna's house at Belmont Park and $25,000 to old friends.
Holy cow.
Oh.
Yeah. Holy cow.
Did they go for it?
Yes, they did.
Oh, they did?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, now they're going to put out another canoe.
They got to put out two because it was a dead heat.
Oh, that's right. Oh.
So there'll be two canoes. So we're hoping here, if anybody's listening, that this will start a great tradition so that every year after you won the Travers, you get to keep the canoe if you give $25,000 to Anna's house and $25,000 to old friends.
Yay! That's great.
That's great. Jeez, crack it.
You can take an old boat and turn it into money.
Yeah. Two canoes up there now. They're going to have to have a harbor master next thing.
Pretty soon, yeah.
Good thing that was triple dead heat, you know.
That was quite a race.
Oh, it was a wonderful race.
Yeah.
And the horse ran third run, you know.
Big race.
Big race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was nice. And it was, they let us have a booth up there at the Travers. And Barbara and Beth, great volunteers, went up there and sold a magazine and talked to people.
Good.
Very well.
Oh, good.
Yeah, the people liked the magazine a lot.
It is. I've told a bunch of people about it. I don't know where to tell them where to get them except over at your place.
Well, then they come over here, see the horses, and they can get them. And, you know, it's fun to come to the farm. That's part of the whole idea. In fact, that is the whole idea, get them to the farm.
Yeah, well, I understand that. You hit them double up on a man.
No, just the experience of it. What's the matter with you? It's unbelievable, isn't it? But he is honest about it anyway.
Yeah.
We'll give him credit for honesty and directness.
More than I could say for you.
I beg your pardon. I'm picking up a few things here in Kentucky. Just a few things. But this guy, John Hardy, who's the CEO of the racing form, has been, not just us, but for the whole idea of racing, you know, he told me that, you know, he started In Style magazine. So he didn't come to the daily racing form as an old-time horse guy or a handicap or a bet or anything. He came to it as a challenge to take a magazine that was on the verge of bankruptcy and a newspaper was on the verge of bankruptcy and make it good again. So he said, okay, he said, I'll take the job under two conditions. I get to hire and fire who I want, and I don't have to go to meetings unless I want to. And that's pretty much what he did. And the first person he hired was Barbara Livingston.
Yeah. Well, that was a great hire there, mm-hmm. boy.
Yeah. And he said, you know, we had all the handicappers, and he said, you know, you guys, you know, nobody buys a newspaper that's run by a bunch of accountants. You're always looking at these numbers. Look at the other stuff. So one guy said to him, well, you know, she just takes pictures. He says, just takes pictures. I should fire you. He says, every one of those photographs is a story, and she does a remarkable job.
She really does.
He says, and I don't care what we have to pay her. Whatever you pay her, we have to pay her because she's unbelievable. So
that was a great move.
Yeah, he's a smart guy. He really has got great ideas for promoting racing, some terrific ideas. So yeah. I'm hoping that that he gets to fulfill some of those because he's really, really a wonderful guy. And he came to the farm for a two-hour tour, and he's just really wonderful, and the daily race form has just been fabulous to us.
That's great. You know, I worked for them for 15 years.
I know.
Yeah.
You ought to reapply. Maybe you go back. What do you think?
They wouldn't want me.
I think they might. You tell great stories. That's what he's telling and talking about. He says, this whole sport's about the athletes. It's not about a lot of other things. It's about the athletes, and it's about the people, and it's about the stories, because that's what people are interested in. I mean, frankly, that's why you're still reading Joe Palmer, because he wrote those fabulous stories. And look, everybody's read those stories over and over and over again. And every time you hear it, it's like hearing it for the first time. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I mean, this whole program, I mean, present company accepted me, but it's about the stories of these horses.
That's right.
That's what people want. It's horse tales, T-A-L-E-S.
No, I thought it was T-A-I-L-E-S.
I just want to make sure, just in case anybody's confused.
Right. Well, Betsy, my daughter, she used to write down on that. We used to tape these shows with the little tapes, you know.
Yeah, sure.
And she would tape them from home. And she would write down H-O-R-S-E-T-A-I-L-S, you know, so we never cracked it. Pronounced the same way.
You knew it was the tape.
Yeah, right.
Tape came out good. That's what matters. But it's been really, really good time. And the magazine has been selling enormously. For people that don't know about it, the Daily Race Form put out a special 80-page magazine for old friends. And it's to go toward old friends, but also to bring awareness to, you know, taking care of these athletes once their racing and breeding careers are over. Tracy Farmer made a nice donation to us. So I ran it to Tracy at Nick Nicholson's dinner, and he's been doing some really good stuff for us. And Governor Jones, and Believe You Can's back on the farm over there at Airdrie for a little while, getting a little rest.
I like to see her.
Yeah. So it's been really good. I was talking to Jeff Mulcahy and his wife this morning, and I found out that she bred Creator's Dam over in
Ireland.
Yep.
I didn't know
Sandra
that.
Did.
Yeah. Gonfalon.
Oh, I didn't know that. Jeff Mulcahy, his wife?
Yeah.
She's so young.
Well, maybe it's not his wife. Maybe I'm confused. I don't know. But she's a very nice lady. She bred Gonfalon. She is young. Yeah. I thought the same thing.
Yeah. She can ride.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. She's one of the best riders out here.
They've got three of the cutest kids you've ever seen.
Yeah. Really?
They are.
Well, they're very, very nice. We had a really nice talk this morning. I left some of the magazines off at Chris's school.
That was my question. You're going to take some of those magazines to River Downs.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Is River Down tomorrow or Monday?
Monday.
Good, because tomorrow's the football game.
Yeah, well, Monday's going to be great. Monday is Old Friends Day at River Downs.
Shall we gather at the river?
Yes.
I hate to say this, but you put it on Facebook and no date.
No date?
No.
Well, I'll have to talk to our Facebook staff.
Is that you?
No, it's not me, but it's only one person.
Yeah, but I would repost that. It says, so it says Labor Day. It doesn't give a date.
Well, it's Labor Day. I mean,
it didn't say Labor Day.
Oh, it didn't.
Say
it just
anything.
Said, oh.
And that's why I just ask you, Michael, is it tomorrow or
it's Labor Day. It's Monday. It's going to be great. John Engelhardt's great up there for us at River Downs, and we're going to have a lot of great auction items. We have some autographed material that my friend's bringing, Jim's bringing from the Gallery of Champions. We've got an autographed picture that Graham Motion signed of Animal Kingdom that's framed. That's very, very nice. We'll have the magazine. Edgar Prado signed several Barbaro posters for us, so they'll be available. Come by and see us. We'll talk about the horse. We got Derby glasses that we'll be selling cheap.
Well, when they get that casino developed and all those hotels and restaurants and stuff, if you can keep them to that Labor Day day, you're going to hit a home run.
Well, you know, I really like going to the races at River Downs.
It's fun.
It's really fun.
Yeah.
And that's how you get people interested in racing anyways, because it's fun.
Well, the only fun part that's not fun part, the receiving barns, nasty. But they're thinking maybe that with the new money coming in, they'll change that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure they will. I mean, it's the people there are really, really terrific, and it's a lot of fun. So we're all looking forward to going up there on Monday.
Yeah. Best thing about it is parking's free, you know.
Well, admission's free.
And admission's free. Yeah.
And if you go there on Friday nights, the beer's a dollar.
Wow.
On Friday nights, a dollar beer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
And best brats around.
Brats are fabulous.
Yeah. They're really good.
Well, when did they have that thing with the Hofbrauhaus? Do they still do that, or do they have a thing in there with that? Remember one time?
I don't. There's not a Hofbrauhaus in there, because believe me, I would have found it by now.
Well, they did one time. They did a promotion. Remember the one in Germany?
What kind of house?
Hofbräu. The German.
Oh, no, that was Turfway.
Oh, that was Turfway.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well, I remember that.
You bring up beer, he knows where it is. Yeah. Beer and brats, he knows where it is.
Oh, no. Yeah, that was Turfway. That was a fun day.
Watch it. We won a race that day.
Brats.
Yeah, we did?
Yeah.
We won a race that
day. Yeah, it was O'Hare that won one of them.
And I got the wrong track. See, yes. It's...
Well, we won so few races. You should remember.
I know. Oh, I'm shocked. Shocked.
We're going to get a new mayor this week. Coming in.
Who?
A wonderful mayor named Danson Renee. Danson Renee is not only New York bred mayor of the year, I think twice. She's produced this wonderful horse named Risky Rachel, who's been won, I think, 6 races for Sanford Bacon.
Is she going to your New York facility?
No, she's going to come down here.
Is she?
Sanford Bacon is a wonderful guy. He's a breeder up in New York. He lives in New York and Florida, and he came to our little event up at the Washington Inn up at Saratoga, and asked me if we would take Danson Renee, and he made us a really good donation, and he's a really, really wonderful guy, and he's all excited about his horse coming here, and he said, I'm going to write you this check, and I'll give you this check. He said, but you're in our will. He says, you know, I own buildings in Manhattan. I'm going, wow, this is good.
Cow.
Yeah.
That's I said, but we're not that much of a hurry, Sanford. I'm just getting to know you. Don't pass on too long. You know, give us some time here. Have some fun.
Ooh, buildings.
But he's a great guy. You know, and that's the thing. One of the interesting things about all this that the magazines really brought home is that people can actually can see it for a change. That these are the way the horses look. This is what the story is, and they can see it all. And if they're on a plane and they can read it. It's really made a huge difference, and it's become a magnet for really nice people that want to do what's right by these animals, and it's just amazing.
It's great.
Yeah.
Let me interrupt you guys for a minute.
All right.
First Defense is the sire of a 2-year-old stakes winner in his first crop. Dun Donnell won the Group 3 Acom Stakes on August 22, and just 18 days following his 12-length victory in a maiden special, a race in which he set a new course record. So keep an eye on Dun Donnell. He is a colt with unlimited potential. Keep an eye out for more impressive winners by First Defense because he has unlimited potential as a sire. The genetic masterpiece, First Defense, is by Unbridled Song out of the Grade 1 Stakes winner, Honest Lady, by Seattle Slough. Honest Lady is a half-sister to the superior sire Empire Maker, to the Grade 1 sire Chester House, and she's one of 5 graded stakes winners, 4 Grade 1 stakes winners, out of Grade 1 stakes winner and Broodman of the Year, Toussac. Grade 1 stakes winner, First Defense, stands at Judmont Farm. That's the home also of Grade 1 stakes winner and proven Grade 1 sire, Mizzen Mass. Take a good look at the yearlings by First Defense and Mizzen Mass at the Keeneland Sales. Both can sire you a runner. Inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry and see the website at judmont.com. I want to talk about my good friend Tom Biedman. What were we talking about, Tom, just the other day?
Because Holly's looking for a place to buy in Bourbon County. And they're looking. What are you looking for?
Just like 2 or 3 bedrooms.
2 or 3 bedrooms. Plumbing. You know, that.
Indoor. Path with a half moon.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's why we were saying call Tom.
Call Tom Biedman. That's who we recommend to everybody.
Of course.
Yeah. Who else would you go to? And Tom is, that's because he is the. In my opinion, the foremost real estate agent in Central Kentucky.
Sure he is.
He knows where every sinkhole is in Central Kentucky, tell you exactly where it is. And he's always has great listings and wonderful website. It's fun to go on that website and look around and see what he's got. And he gets the job done selling them, which is even more important. I know of 2 or 3 farms that he just sold here recently. And chances are, if one of them's selling in this economic situation that we have now, he's getting it done. I don't know how he does it, but he does it. Anyway, that's BiedemanBrokerage.com. That's Tom Biedemann, BiedemanN, Brokerage.com. He's a guy that you really ought to get to know. He's just a wonderful guy to know. He's somebody you can trust.
Got a lot of nice guys working for him.
Got a lot of nice people working for him, and his firm has grown because they do a great job. And his, some of these listings over here, you know, there's a nice place over on Greenwich, 323 acres with 100 stalls, for God's sakes. That'll set you up on it.
Yeah, right down from us is 154 acres.
Yeah, that's
And that's got frontage on Clay Kaiser, and then the back comes out on Hawkins Cummins.
Yeah.
So
anyway, you got a place over on Elkchester, too, that's just 96 acres. Of course, that's just right behind Keeneland there. Walk to Keeneland. Just jog right on over there. So let me give you his website. It's BiedemanBrokerage.com, BiedemanBrokerage.com. And Tom's number is 277-2030. Well, Pope McLean's Crestwood Farm's a good farm to know. So when in Kentucky for the Keeneland September sale, stop by Barn 28 at Keeneland and introduce yourself. And while there, take a good look at the four fillies they've consigned. Their top racing breeding prospects are about Tisnow and Fleet Alex, Curlin, Lemon Drop Kid, and they sell in the Tuesday and Thursday sessions. So you can find them in Book One now. A Crestwood Farm, of course, it's a full-service family operation. They treat their clients like family, and most of the clients have been with them for years. And they offer a wide variety of services from boarding to representation at sales and appraisals, pedigree research, confirmation analysis, portfolio management. They can even take care of your insurance needs. Down through the years, they've raised dozens of top-class stakes horses, and they've earned a reputation for doing just that. So stop by Barn 28 at Keeneland to give them a call at the farm. Number at the farm, 252-3770. And check the website, crestwoodfarm.com. All right. Did you bring your own racing farm today?
I brought my own.
Oh, that's good.
I'm trying to help my new best friend, John, sell more papers so I don't steal yours anymore. I go and buy mine. I'm trying to increase my circulation and the circulation of the magazine.
Would you give him my friend? your new friend?
We got to get him to come out here and talk to him. He's really got some wonderful ideas.
Okay.
Next time he's in Kentucky. Live in New York or where?
New York. And we'll drag him over here and have some fun.
Shouldn't have trouble getting him out of New York.
Guess he'd be coming for Keeneland?
Perhaps, yeah.
That'd be good.
Yeah. Well, I should hear from him this week, and I'll try and tie him down, because I think you'd really like him. He's a really good guy.
Good. Nice.
All right. You got a loser of the week, or have you piddled around with it?
I'm still looking for a loser?
Yeah.
I can close my eyes and point.
Yeah, I can pick one of those for you in a heartbeat.
I can tell you who's going to lose by who I bet to win.
There you go.
That's right.
I'll ask you who you like in the Woodward, but I'm afraid you might jinx him.
Yeah, I could. I think it's going to be a great race. I mean, a lot of people really, Kathy Ritville says, mucho macho man, doing really well, but somebody told me one of the clockers, of course, you know what you think about clockers,
yes,
said that the last workout he had was unenthusiastic. So I don't know what that means. But
Maybe it was the clocker that was unenthusiastic.
But my loser of the week is actually in the Woodward Stakes.
Oh, let's have it.
He's a 10-1 shot. He's from the outside. He's a Claiborne Farm horse named Cease.
All right.
Cease won his last race with Joel Rosario. It was only an optional claimer. But he ran competitively in the Louisville Handicap at Churchill Downs, ran competitively in the Ben Ali when Wise Dan ran that unbelievable race.
Ben Ali.
That's what it is.
I know. There you go. Okay.
Yeah, well,
I'm sorry.
You've got to correct these Yankees.
I'm sorry that Versailles is Versailles, but what can I tell you?
It is.
It's a pronunciation manual produced. We got to do that, actually.
When you're
for newcomers that come here.
Yeah.
You know, we ought to have a magazine or a little booklet that tells you how to pronounce the things the Kentucky way so people don't seem foolish like I do.
Well, what's foolish is I knew a girl from the mountains that came up here and said Versailles because they weren't going to catch her.
I love it. But anyway, Cease. Don't desist. Just Cease. Cease should be able to run a nice race from just off the pace. And finish in the exotics to make the exotics well worth playing in a 7-horse field. I believe that Cease is a 5-year-old gelding who's the longest shot in the race. No, Rule is the other long shot in the race, the Windstar horse. And Rule's got a shot, but Rule's got early speed, and I think he's going to be confronted here with horses that are a little speedier. So,
who is Cease by?
Cease is by War Chant.
Ooh, isn't that
out of Limit, who's a Cox's Ridges mare. Mm-hmm. You know, earned $311,000 in 12 starts. That's not chicken feed, is it?
No, I'd take
him. But, I mean, you know.
Take him in a heartbeat.
Yeah, he's running against some horses that are really, really exceptional. I mean, you got To Honor and Serve in here, and you got Stay Thirsty, and Mucho Macho Man, even.
I like Mucho Macho Man. He's just a dead game.
Isn't he? Yeah, I know. He really is.
A dead game horse.
Look at his record. 16 starts and $1.3 million. Not so bad. And I like Kathy Ritvo, too. Her and her husband, Timmy, I knew them from Suffolk Downs. Now Timmy's running Gulfstream Park and a bunch of other tracks for Frank Stronach, and she's got this horse. It's wonderful.
He saved me from looking like an absolute idiot. Don't say anything.
It's secret.
That's how he won the Eclipse Award.
2 years ago, I had to go to which club is that I spoke at? They wanted me to handicap the Derby for
them.
Oh, yeah,
the Qantas Club in Paris.
Yeah, and then the horse I picked was scratched. The horse I picked second broke down, and I had him third, and he ran third. So would you believe they asked me back the next year? I did the same thing.
There you go.
No, I had Bodemaster second. So.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the three California horses, but I had the wrong California horse on top.
I know. Who's going to put out? No, you know. I'll Have Another wasn't going to be on top of hardly anybody's list, as you can see. When you look back and saw nobody picked I'll Have Another.
And, you know, I know it was stupid not to, because he was right there with Bodemaster.
Right.
And the horse that did ran in that I picked ran fifth. What was his name now? I can't remember, but he was...
He can't remember yours either, so...
Yeah, well, that's right. Well, who can? But anyway, that's... I had the three horses, but in the wrong order. Yeah, but Bodemeister saved me. At least I had...
It's called a trifecta.
Is it?
That you box.
Yeah, well, the one I had that I picked to win was an Empire Maker. But no, he wasn't.
Boy, Empire Maker's doing unbelievable, isn't he?
Yeah.
Holy mackerel.
I know.
Well, I wish he was still here.
I know. Let's go get him.
Yeah. I don't think he did it now.
I
know you brought a couple back in Japan, but you're not going to bring him back.
Him back very soon. Well, we have a couple of his trophies.
Oh, do you? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Of course, yeah.
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 What about Frankel the other day?
Unbelievable.
Isn't he something?
He's going to have one more start, they say, and then they're going to retire him. This is how pathetic I am, okay? Not that it needs more evidence, but I'll just pile it on. This is how pathetic it is. I'm worried because, you know, what's he won, 13 in a row, and he's got one more, and they're going to retire. So it'll be 14, but I'm thinking, boy, if they keep racing this horse, he might beat Rapid Redux's record of 22 in a row.
Oh, no, not that.
So, Rapid Redux set the farm. I don't want his record broken. I told you it was pathetic.
Yeah,
it
was pathetic. Yeah.
All right.
That's why we love you.
Thank you so much. Well, good luck to Dr. Byers.
Yeah.
Our friend is.
We find out anything, we'll call you straight away.
Great, 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 great. Well, we miss him a lot, and can't wait for him to come home. So.
Oh, his the last time he was on the show, I got the video up yesterday.
Yes.
It's Saturday before, whatever. Anyway, so he's on the webpage, Swell's Horsetails.
Oh, great.
So he did a real good thing on bacterial infections, which is what he's got.
What he's got, yeah.
That's the reason he did it.
Personal interest, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, it's,
well, he's in a good place now, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I took him a book over Monday morning, the autobiography of Charlie Whittingham, and I thought he would enjoy that.
It is good. Oh, here's another book, speaking of books. My friend Milt Toby, he's the guy that won the prize from Castles and Lions. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'm just – our listening audience, we're not the only ones having a conversation here. I hope somebody's listening to this. Anyway, Milt Toby wrote a book on Dancer's Image. His book on Noor just came out.
Oh, is it out?
Yeah, yes. So I'll bring you one.
Okay.
We just got them. We just got them in the mail this morning.
Give me one and let me read it, and then we'll have Milt on the show.
Okay, great. Yeah.
And then pass the book on to Doc.
It's really, really good. It's a wonderful book. It really is.
Well, he was a fantastic horse.
Yeah,
you know? Yeah. He was one of the first Nash rulers. That's the reason, one of the reasons that they went after, that horse.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Milt does a great job of telling the story. I mean, he really does. It's a really well-written book and moves right along.
Yeah. He beat Citation four times in a row, but in all fairness, Citation was not the horse he'd been.
No, no, he wasn't. No, they pushed him a little too much.
Yeah, he didn't race at four, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Came back at five and wanted to be a millionaire and be the first horse to win $1 million, and he did.
Well, that reminds me of another question. People are getting books on their iPads. Can you get this magazine on an iPad?
Maybe. I don't know. Well, I'll talk to
Find
they know how
out,
to do it. I don't know how to do it.
But, I don't either, but I do know people that...
You know, we're still stuck trying to get the right date on our Facebook page. I don't know about this technology.
Yeah, sure. Jumped into the future. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Holly's going to look...
Holly's in the crack research department here at Horsetails.
She's also the crack clocker up here,
yeah,
too.
She's a historian and researcher.
EMS, you name it.
And
if I retire, Holly's going to want the job.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll give Holly the job.
Why is she shaking her head over there? I don't think she's in love with it.
Well,
only bad part is she's starting to attract a lot of the boys around here, you know. I mean, they're asking her name. Who's the pretty blonde you've got up there?
Red
with
hair.
You, you know?
That's hair is red.
Well, that's what he said. I'm not going to tell you who it was, but one of them said, you know, the girl with the red hair, what's her name now?
Yeah.
You know, it's
this is great. We're going to have Angie's List advertising on this show pretty soon.
All right.
All right, Ursula. Thank you so much. Thank you, Jackie.
See you later.
Welcome.
Well, Gypsy Robin, a 3-0 filly by the hair and a dead game second in the grade one test last Saturday at Saratoga. After forcing early pace, a quarter in 21-2 and a half in 44 flat, three quarters in 109, she finished second to the multiple grade one stakes when it contested in a field of 10. Of course, Gypsy Robin has won the grade two Beaumont Stakes out of Keenan and the inaugural stakes at Presque Isle. That's this year. Won the sorority at Monmouth as a 2-year-old last year. She's earned $348,000. He is one of just five named foals from the first test crop by De Hare. Two others have started and both have won non-claiming races, and one of them is stakes place. De Hare is one of 12 grade one stakes winners side by Awesome Again. Stands at Shadwell Farm, the home also of the stallions Albertus Maximus, Intadab, Invisor, Jazzle, and Mustanfar. Inquires to stallion manager Kent Barnes and see the website at shadwellfarm.com. Well, my friend Ralph Quillen down at Quillen Leather and Tack, they're celebrating their this month their 30th anniversary of the leather and tack business down in Paris, Kentucky. And they've been down there since 1982, and he's built it up into the nation's largest custom halter shop. They ship over 17,000 halters a year worldwide. And I know that's a fact because I know several of the people over there in Europe that order all their halters from Quillen Leather and Tack. And it's a great tack shop. It's a great tack shop to visit. And it's fun to go in there and look around. They have a wonderful gift shop in there. They get a lot of tours stop by there now. You know, some of the regular tours, bluegrass tours and people like that out of Lexington. And they'll be going down to Claiborne Farm. They stop by Quillen Tack. And really nice people in there. Ralph's a nice guy. If you'd happen to catch him in there, he raises a lot of cattle. He spends a lot of farm taking care of, a lot of times taking care of his saddle cattle. I get that. Well, saddle too. But anyway, it's a great tack shop to visit. And to do business with, as far as that goes. What?
It's on tour bus tours.
That's what I just said.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, you outside blabbing when
I was talking
that
to Michael.
Yeah. Okay.
I was.
I knew you weren't listening. Anyway.
I was listening with one ear. Must have been my bad ear.
Yeah, it was. Both of them.
Huh?
Anyway, let me tell you how to find a Quillen Leather and Tack. It's in Paris. Coming in from the Lexington area, go straight ahead. Don't take the bypass. Go straight on in like you're going downtown. Go to the third stop right and look to your left. And you can't miss it. There's parking around back. And stop by and see and say hello to everybody over at Quillen and Leather Tack. Well, Golden Ticket, who did hit it with Alpha in the grade one $1 million Traverse Stakes, is one of 16 2012 stakes winners by Spitetown. He's the second grade one stakes winner of the year by Spitetown, joining Poseidon's Warrior, winner of the grade one Alfred G. Vanderbilt stakes. That's also, incidentally, at the current Saratoga meeting. Spitetown is, according to stats provided by the Jockey Club, the nation's number three ranked sire among stallions now at stud in North America by North American earnings, and he's the leading sire of 2012 stakes winners. Lifetime, Spitetown has sired 38 stakes winners, 13 graded stakes winners, including 6 grade 1 stakes winners. Eclipse Award winner Spitetown, the son of Gone West, is one of 3 stallions standing at Windstar Farm, ranked among the top 10 sires of 2012. Joining him are Distorted Humor, the leading sire of 2011, according to figures published by the Blood Horse, and the Big Horse sire, Hall of Famer Tisnow. You'll find an abundance of quality yearlings by the Windstar Stallions at the Keeneland Sales, including Youngsters by Spite Stan, Distorted Humor, and Tisnow in Book 1. Inquiries to Jerry Duffy at Windstar Farm, 873-1717. See the website at windstarfarm.com.
Run that body one more time.
You about ready to do some?
Dodger,
here comes.
Yeah, that one. Here comes Dodger.
Okay.
What's he carrying? Oh, he's carrying his juice. Little Dodger is
Matt Howard's
son, and he's one of our favorites here.
I'm going to put a picture up on Ursula's Horse Tales today. If I can figure out how to do it, it's very hard.
Where's his microphone? Get him his mic when he comes up here.
The one that's not attached.
Yeah, he carries that microphone around.
I know. So cute.
All right.
From Masterson Equestrian Trust, who takes care of Masterson Park, the equine part anyway, they're going to have their annual work day on September 22nd. If you can, come on. They need all the help they can get. They're starting at 2 and they work till 6. They're at the parking lot by the Hunter Ring, which is, if you wind your way back, that's first thing you see. Bring work gloves, snacks and drinks provided. They're going to paint fences, repair fences. They're going to paint the judges stand. They're going to trim and weed eat and fix jumps. If you've got a weed eater or hedge trimmer, it would be great. So try to do something it's a wonderful place. I mean, it's no matter what, you can always load up and go to Masterson to ride. You don't have to haul for miles and miles. So that's September 22nd at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Macaulay Brothers Feed has got a pelleted supplement for mature horses at maintenance or work. It's called the M10 Balancer. It is for mature and overweight horses. My God, we need to buy this. You know it?
Hi, Dutcher.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
He's sleepy, I think.
He looks sleepy. He's got on his Levi's and his cowboy shirt. Wranglers. I'm sorry. I think cowboys were Wranglers and whatever. We will skip the rest of that.
Where's his mic?
So, it's for overweight horses, sir, so maybe this is what we ought to get. It's for overweight horses. All ours are. Give Mike Warren or David Longmire a call at 873-3333 and ask for M10 Balancer. Almost every weekend, there's something going on at Masterson. I'm not sure what it is today. I'm a hard time finding their calendar. There's going to be a combined test and dressage show September 15th. Do the best I can. Their webpage is not up very, very well taken care of. Now, however, the Horse Park this weekend is the Bluegrass Classic Dog Show. All kind of dogs. It's fun for kids because, they get to see every kind of mutt there is, all sizes, all shapes. Also, this weekend is the Kentucky Classic Horse Trials through the 2nd. That's through tomorrow, starting September 5th, Holly. The Tradition, Futurity, and the NRHA East Affiliate Championship, NRHA meaning the N Reigning Horse Association. What's the N for? National? Okay. Now, it's too many letters. National Reigning Horse
Hollywood
Association.
Know.
I know, the cowgirl. September 5th through the 9th. September 7th through the 9th is MSCDA. That is Mid-South Venting and Dressage Association, including the National Dressage Pony Cup and the United States Dressage Federation Region 2 Youth Regional Team Competition. And you don't have to pay extra for these. It's all included in the park admission. Now, there aren't many times in the year where you can go out and ride on the famous Rolex cross-country course at the horse park, but you can do it September 9th, which is, I think, a Saturday or Sunday. And the 12th is a Wednesday. I know that. Sunday and the following Wednesday. I think it costs $35. You have to have your Coggins, of course, and you can pay when you get there.
Let me interrupt you a second. Well, another weekend, another stakes winner by Malibu Moon, August 24 at Calder. Martha's Moon, a two-year-old filly bred in Kentucky by Malibu Moon, won the Catch a Rising Star Stakes at Calder. Her win comes just days following the victory of Winding Way in the Grade 3 Rancho Bernardo Stakes at Del Mar and the score of Kauai Katie in the Grade 2 Adirondack at Saratoga. Winding Way won the Rancho Bernardo by 12 lengths, beating older fillies and mares. And Kauai Katie, judged by many to be the best two-year-old filly in the East, is undefeated. Malibu Moon currently ranks 7th on the 2012 list of leading sires. Also over the weekend, two-year-olds from the first crop by Notional and Tis Wonderful won. Then yesterday at Saratoga, My Happy Face became Tis Wonderful's 5th two-year-old winner by taking a maiden special by an astounding 21 1/4 lengths. Bred by Spendthrift Farm and Shawhan Farm, My Happy Face drew off with the greatest of ease while under no encouragement. And that's a quote from the chart. Notional's Risky Call won a maiden special in Canada by 5 1/2 lengths. Notional has 2 winners and another to place from his first 4 starters. Incidentally, one of Tis Wonderful's first crop winners is Scamoni, winner first time out of a maiden special at Churchill and second in a next start in $100,000 stakes. So watch for yearlings by the Spendthrift Stallions at the Keeneland Sales. And for more information, contact Ken Wilkins, Des Dempsey, or Ned Toffee. The number 294-0030, and check the website at SpendthriftFarm.com.
The American Produce Record CD-ROM is now in stock at Frisnet.com. The APR is packed with 50 years of North American broodmare production and race records, including statistics for all weather starts, the only product of its kind. The APR includes sales data since 1986, as well as maiden stats on 2 and 3-year-olds of this year. Pedigrees dating back to 1950, the American Produce Records from Bloodstock Research Information Services is a must for industry professionals. Order the APR today at Brisnet.com or call 859-223-4444.
Well, there are 7 yearlings by Broken Valley. Hey, Jackie, I won't get back to you in just a second here. There are 7 yearlings by Broken Vow catalog in book 1 of the Keeneland September sales. 1 sales in the opening session Monday, September 10th, 3 the next day, and 3 on Wednesday. Keep in mind that Broken Vow is the sire of 15 2012 stakes winners and that he is tied for that number through August 26th, tied for number 1 in that category with Giants Causeway and Spitestown. Broken Vow has also sired 4 Grade 1 stakes winners. They compete at the highest level. They're also yearlings in the sale by Bob and John and Cowboy Cal, who, like Broken Vows, stand at Pin Oak Stud. Bob and John is the sire of 40 first crop winners, including 2 stakes winners. A Grade 1 stakes winner of over 996,000. Bob and John is the son of Seeking the Gold. Cowboy Cal's first full yearlings, he won stakes at 2, 3, and 4, finished 1, 2, and 11 stakes, 9 graded, 2 Grade 1, earned over $1 million. Cowboy Cal is by the nation's leading sire, Giants Causeway. For more information about the Pin Oak Stallions, contact Clifford Berry or Nancy Stevens. See the website at pinoakstud.com.
Point at me when it's ready. I can't.
Go ahead.
Okay. September 5th, what day is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Next Wednesday is the next membership meeting of the Thoroughbred Farm Managers Club. Dr. Raul Bross will be there. He was an intern at Rudin Riddle at Cornell University Farrier School. So, very interesting guy. That's going to be pretty interesting. It is at Keeneland. In the Lex/Kentucky Room. Oh, yeah, they open it up. All right, Friday, September 14th, Margot is having an open house from 10 till 2. Margot is at 596 Moores Mill Road in Midway. So there you are. I said that. 2012 Kentucky Thoroughbred Farm Managers Club Annual Trail Ride, Saturday, September 22nd at Shaker Village. It's $15 a ride. Sign in at 11 at Shaker Stables. Ride begins about noon. Lunch will be supplied by Shaker Village at 3 o'clock. It's 2 hours long, the ride. Non-riders are invited to join the fun. Oh, I guess they don't walk the trails or anything. Anyway, RSVP by September 14th. You need a Coggins and a health certificate to ride. You know what's nice about Shakertown? When you get a map and say you get out and they're going to ride for 2 hours, you only want to ride for an hour. You can turn around and take another trail and go back. That's what I like about fox hunting out there. You know, you blow a shoe or something, you can find a trail and go home.
Yeah.
You're going in some wild place where you don't know where you are. You're kind of, you know, you're a little stuck. Oh, Bill Wofford is Farm Manager of the Year this year. They're having a do. I think it's the 28th. And a dance and all that good stuff. So, congratulations to Bill Wofford, the, the High Hope could not go without Bill Wofford. He deserves all the thanks he can get. Oh, here's one more. Horses and Hope Trail Ride, hosted by Kentucky First Lady Jane Beshear. It's at the Horse Park, September 16th. This is for Horses and Hope. It's a... it's for cancer. It's to fight cancer, Horses and Hope. It's a thing Jane does. Pre-register by September 1st. That's today. It's $65. After today, on site, or you can mail it in, it's $75. So it's a good Kentucky cancer program. That's what it's called. So there's registration forms at www.horsesandhope.org, and you can find it from there. Saturday, September 15th. The day before is a Horse Aid Live Combined Test and Dressage Show. This is the one at Masterson, Saturday, September 15th. Dressage classes and combined training. Let's see what else. That's enough. I quit. I'm through.
You through?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'll go up, take it up to the top of the hour, and then we're going to have Gary McGibbon on. Well, according to statistics compiled by the Jockey Club Information Services, through August 26, the two leading freshman sires of 2012, Henry the Navigator and Majestic Warrior, both stand at Coolmore's Ashford Stud. So does the nation's leading sire, Giants Causeway, and the leading second crop sire, Scat Daddy. Starting with Book 1 at the Keeneland September Sales, Book 1 covers the first three sessions. You can find yearlings by Henry the Navigator, Majestic Warrior, Giants Causeway, and Scat Daddy, plus youngsters by the now-deceased Grand Slam, who stood his entire career at Ashford Stud. Leading freshman sire Henry the Navigator is already represented by five first-crop stakes horses, including Pedro the Great, winner of the Group 1 Phoenix Stakes. His other first-crop stakes horses include George Vancouver, second in the Group 1 Pre-Morning, Christopher Colombo, second in the Group 2 Railway Stakes, and third in the Group 2 Coventry, and Afano D'Souza, third in the Group 3 Acom Stakes. So check the list of leading sires. Then take a close look at yearlings by the Ashford Stud Stallions at Keeneland. And remember, leading sires potential, leading sires only at Coolmore.
When Jackie and I moved to Bourbon County, that was about 25 years ago, we checked around to see where we should go for our insurance needs. The name that kept coming up was the Hopewell Company. So we had a talk with Ted McLean at the Hopewell Company. We've been doing business with him ever since. And believe me, we've been more than satisfied. The Hopewell Company is an independent insurance agency. They don't work for an insurance company. They work for you. And they represent a carefully selected group of financially sound, reputable companies, so they are able to offer the best coverage at the most competitive price. The folks at Hopewell are prepared to provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of your insurance. The Hopewell Company in Paris, established in 1955 by Joe McLean, is a full-service insurance agency. Give them a call, 987-2347. Or better yet, stop by the office at 820 Main Street in Paris. They're nice people, and they do a great job for you.
From the Toyota of Nicholasville studio, this is WLXG Lexington, ESPN, Sports Radio 1300.
Toyota Nicholasville, where price sells cars.
Well, there are five yearlings, all five fillies, sired by Divine Park and Book One at Keeneland September Sales. And without exception, all five are fantastic racing and breeding prospects. First to enter the ring is a half-sister to Grade One Stakes winner Include Me Out and two Grade One Stakes winner Check the Label and a major stakes winner On the Menu. She sells the first day. Then on Tuesday, the aforementioned On the Menu is first foal enters the ring. Wednesdays and Thursday sessions feature a half-sister to the Grade One Stakes winner Cash Included, to stakes winner in Grade One place Indian Way. And remember the day she set a new track record of 107-3 in the My Juliet Stakes, and Keeneland stakes winner Yankee Master, and a half-sister to the 2012 stakes winner Trickmeister, who was also placed in the Grade Two Suburban this year. He goes today in the Woodward. Now, let me remind you that Divine Parks, a Grade One stakes winner by Empire Maker's half-brother Chester House, a proven Grade One sire. The Book One Divine Park fillies may be seen in the consignment of Brereton C. Jones Airdrie Stud Agent and three main stud agent. Divine Park stands at Mr. and Mrs. Brereton C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website, airdriestud.com, and remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
The horse right here.
All righty. Well, we're starting the second hour of whatever you want to call this. Horse Tales, I believe it is. T-A-I-L-S or T-A-L-E-S. I don't know which. Doesn't make much difference. I've got Gary McGibbon with me, who manages Stone Street Farm out on the Versailles-Frankford Road. Right? Was that Highway 60, my wife tells me?
It's actually, it's the Elkchester, the corner of Elkchester and Old Frankford Pike is where I'm located.
Oh, is that where you are?
The old Buckram Oak Farm, the Breedmere Division.
Get a little division there. Oh, what is it? Get a little closer to that. What is it?
It's on the corner of Elkchester and Old Frankford Pike. It's the Breedmere Division is what I oversee.
Elkchester?
That's where the old Buckram Oak Farm used to be.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you were over there now.
Yeah, that's...
That, well, don't you have the place on...
Yeah, we do have the farm on 60. We do have that. That's the yearling division. Mm-hmm. And we got another... We bought the old Adena Springs Stallion Station, too, and it's kind of another annex farm for some overflow that we have. So, I'm mainly located on... On the, what we call the Breedmere division.
Oh, okay.
And the Breedmeres are pretty much my priority as far as Stone Street goes.
So, oh, my goodness. Yeah. How many acres y'all got over there?
There's about 460 on that farm. The farm there. The
total.
Total, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, the three farms together is over 1,500 acres, nearly 2,000 acres. Three farms.
That's a pretty big spread.
It is. It is.
Is there a bigger farm around than that? Claiborne might be the coast.
Yeah, it's definitely. I mean, as far as land goes, I mean, it's that they own probably as much land as anybody.
Yeah,
around here.
Yeah. Well, they've had a couple of pretty good horses. They'll pay for that.
Oh, no, yeah, they have. They have. They've of course had Curlin and Rachel Alexandra, and now we've got some. A good crop of 2-year-old fillies up in New York right now. They've been tearing New York up. So,
yeah. Who you got them with up there, Gary?
Todd Pletcher, Steve Asmussen, and even Chad Brown's got a good curling filly that we have in training too. So they ran really good the other day, first time out. So.
Now, isn't Rachel's first foal, isn't that a curling?
That's a curling, yes.
What does he look like?
He's nice. He's good. He's good. He's going to probably look a lot like her, which is, we're not complaining.
No, I reckon not.
Yeah,
God,
yeah.
She was a wonderful race mare. Did you ever get to see her run? Did you see her?
I didn't see her. I did see her run in person a couple times. You know, her 3-year-old year and 4-year-old year. I saw a couple races. Yeah.
Which ones did you see?
I saw the one that was run on Derby Day or 4-year. Actually, it was the first race she got beat in.
They should run you away.
Exactly. that was the last one I saw. I saw her run. Well, I saw her obviously on TV. The rest of the races I saw were on TV, but
yeah,
that was the one time I saw her live, so that was a little bit of a disappointment, but Philly the Beater, I think, just kind of jumped up and ran the race of her lifetime. So,
yeah, I remember that. I can't remember who the Philly was that beat her.
Yeah, to be honest with you, it kind of slips my mind, too. But
yeah, okay.
That was the best race she ever ran.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah,
well, she's got that in her resume now, anyway. Well, that's what, who'd you breed her to this year?
Bernadini.
She's Bernardini.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. She's in full Bernardini. So
too early to know what
she's got. It's did they announce it's a Philly?
So, it's a Philly this time.
A Philly. Yeah.
Great. Exactly. Well, you got another broodmare prospect there.
Absolutely.
How many broodmares you got on that division?
About 90.
Good God, Gertrude.
Yeah.
How many breed in the curling?
We breed, you know, the first year we bred about 20 to him, and we breed about 6 or 8 a year to him now.
6 or 8? Your first year you bred 20?
Yeah, about 20, yeah.
Well, he started off real good, hadn't he?
Yes, yeah. His 2-year-olds are really, I think, you know, meeting or exceeding expectations. So he never ran as a 2-year-old. So I don't know. I think people were going to be patient with him, but, you know, the 2-year-olds are coming out and they're winning and got a winner in Europe, so which is really good. Really good, kind of spreads the interest in him. So
God, he's a gorgeous horse.
He is beautiful. He's beautiful. Yeah. He marks them well too. He stamps his offspring.
Most of them chestnut.
Yeah, a lot. Most of them are chestnut.
Except
yeah.
Rachel's.
No, Rachel's was a bay. Yeah. That one looks like he looks like her. So and that's like we say a good thing. So.
Yeah.
can't go wrong either way.
No. Well, Bernardini, of course, is one of the most popular horses around too.
He's kind of the top dog right now.
As
so.
Far as that goes. What have you got in New York that's coming up, 2-year-olds?
Well, we got, you know, we got Quiet Katie.
Mm-hmm. who's
2
wow.
for 2. Yep,
she might be the best filly up there.
Yeah, she could be. But then we got a filly, a homebred filly by Tappet called Team Pauline.
Uh-huh.
She's a homebred, home-raised run, and she's entered for both the spinaway and sorority. I don't know which way they're going to go with her. But
yeah.
Also, we got an AP Andy filly that's homebred. Dreamin' of Julia, who is also entered in the spinaway. Whether or not they're both going to go, I'm not really sure. Yeah. But they're all three really top fillies. The two that I mentioned, the homebreds, one very impressive the first time out 2 or 3 weeks ago, and they're coming back for their second starts, and they're running entered in graded stakes races. So,
what is Quiet Katie going in next?
It's it's probably somewhere in Belmont. Something come up in Belmont. It's not really been.
Won't be Saratoga back yet.
No, she won't run.
Most people think she's the best filly in the East.
She's
a Malibu Moon.
Yeah. They bought her as a 2-year-old in training, and she's tearing it up. So we're very excited about her. Mm-hmm. And you know, we've got they've Stone Street Barbara's got a lot of 2-year-old fillies in her arsenal right now. So
you know, you all got so many broodmares. What are you doing buying them?
Buying 2-year-olds, 4-year-olds. Yeah, I think they try to keep keep things kind of fresh, you know, kind of turn over a little bit. I mean, we sell a few mares each year, and we add a few mares, and I mean, they like to add horses, whether they're yearlings, 2-year-olds, or brood mares. You know, they just kind of keep the lines fresh.
Do you all sell anything commercially?
They do. Yeah, we got about 50 yearlings that we're gonna that are entered for the Keeneland sales, and you know, and the ones that maybe don't reach expectations of sales running. I mean, we got the option to keep them around. Miss Barbara, she is very enthusiastic in the racing. So
good. That's great. Yeah. Nice to have young people. 50 yearlings coming up in this sale?
Yeah, approximately 50 or so.
Who's selling them for?
There's various. I mean, we got Gainesway, TaylorMade, Summerfield, James Herbner. There's, you know, it's kind of spread them out among about a half a dozen.
Well, that's
3 Chimneys. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. I've wondered because I've kind of gone through the catalogs and I hadn't seen Stone Street in there.
Yeah. We don't sell our own. We just kind of dispense them out to the consigners that are kind of set up to do that. You know, we're not really, we're really not set up to do that. So,
Do you all take any boarders or anything? Right?
No, it's a private farm. It's all Miss Barbara's horses. So,
whew. Wow.
Yeah, it's quite an operation.
I tell you what. How long have you been with them?
I've been with them since they started in 2005, February 2005.
Yeah.
Started there. So, we've seen it grown. I mean, you know, Mr. Jackson went out and bought, you know, 80 brood mares the first year, bought the farm, and, you know, we've turned over some mares, and, you know, we've got top quality mares, and, you know, obviously we try to breed them to top quality stallions. Yeah. So,
what are you going to do with Rachel's foal?
Oh, it's not been officially announced, but I could see him in the Stone Street Silks. So,
yeah,
we kind of hope so. We love seeing the homebreds do well, and then when they're wearing our silks, it's even you take a lot even more pride into it. So,
that's great, boy. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it's exciting. Very exciting.
Let me take a little break here. I got to pay some bills, and I'll get right back with you. All right, Gary? I'm talking to Gary McGibbon here. Well, with the two crops to race the full season, Warfront aside 13 stakes winners, 8 more to place in stakes. That's 21 stakes horses in his first two crops. 6 has won graded stakes, including Grade 1 winner The Factor, Grade 1 winner Summer Soiree, and Grade 1 winner Datalink. He's the sire of 8 2012 stakes winners. Warfront is, by any measure, the most successful son of the great sire of sires Danzig and stud in North America. That said, be sure to check out the Warfront yearlings at the Keeneland September sales. The first to be offered is hip number 94, selling Monday, September 10, the opening day of the sale. That's a colt. Hip number 94 is a half-brother to the Fleet Filly, contested. Winner last Saturday, the Grade 1 test at Saratoga, and earlier, the Grade 1 Acorn at Belmont and the Grade 3 8 Bell Stakes at Churchill. Warfront stands at Claiborne Farm, as does the sire First Samurai, who is the sire of Swift Warrior. Winner Wednesday of Saratoga's $100,000 win stakes and near course record time, going a mile in 1:33 and 4. So you can find more yearlings by the Claiborne Stallions throughout the sale. Inquiries to Bernie Sams at 233-4252 and see the website at claibornefarm.com. Well, Indian Creek has long been a major source of world-class runners, and Indian Creek's Keeneland September sales consignment is again world-class. Go to Book 1, then to Barn 45, and you'll find youngsters by such sires as Pulpit, Hardspun, Street Sense, Henry the Navigator. He's got a Group 1 winning trio in his first crop. Cape Cross. Now, Cape Cross is a leading sire in England and France and the sire of 7 champions. And this Cape Cross colt is out of a half-sister to Flower Alley. There are also others by Giants Causeway, Elusive Quality, Warfront, Bernardini. All descend from great female families, and when we say that Indian Creek has long been a source of world-class runners, we mean just that. 6 champions on 4 continents, 13 Grade 1 stakes winners, and graded stakes winners the world over. So go to the Indian Creek consignment in Barn 45, and here's some more good advice. To ensure your yearlings purchases, contact the Clay Ward Agency in Paris. That's Paris, Kentucky, of course. 859-987-1861. Where they've been insuring the world's finest bloodstock for over 8 decades. Just ask for Shaq Parrish or Bruce Isaacs or John Hess. If so, here are 2 names to remember for great performance in the thoroughbred industry: Indian Creek and the Clay Ward Agency. Well, congrats is the sire of Turbulent Descent, winner August 24, the Grade 1 Ballerina at Saratoga, her 4th Grade 1 victory. Sire also the Grade 1 winner, Wickedly Perfect, and a 23 stakes horses in his first 2 crops. Congrats stands at Binary, Kentucky. Starting with Book 1, watch for yearlings at the Keeneland sales, and watch also for the Binary consignment to the sale. They sell Wednesday, September 12th, and are in Barn 26. Featured are youngsters by Champion Sire More Than Ready, Malibu Moon, Tappet, Pioneer of the Nile, Kodiak Cowboy, Hardspun, 2 by Giants Causeway. While visiting, ask about Vinery's superb facilities for breaking yearlings and also about their racing partnership plan. You won't find better people to do business with than Vinery. The farm number is 455-9388, and talk to either John Gasper, Keith Castanola, Francis Relihan, or Grant Williamson, and see the website at vinery.com. All right, well, I'm talking to Gary McGibbon from Stone Street Farm. Where are you from originally, Gary?
From Central Kentucky. I grew up kind of in the Louisville-Shelby County area.
Louisville and Shelby. Was your family in the horse business?
They were, yeah. My grandfather, we've had generations of family in the horse business. We have a family estate in Bourbon County on Peacock Pike it's still in the family. It was built by the second governor, James Garrett. He's my 5th or 6th generation grandfather, and they brought over some of what were to later be first thoroughbreds in Kentucky, actually. So
is that right?
If the farm's been going there, it was passed along generation to generation, and has been a horse farm. And you know, my grandfather operated he had a 30 or 40 mare operation up until
Peacock Pike.
Yeah, Peacock.
I know where it is.
Late 80s, early 90s. So Mount Lebanon Farm is what it's called. So
Mount Lebanon Farm.
It's still in the family. We don't have any more horses there, but the family still owns it. So, but that's where I spent my summers in high school and college.
Okay, working with horses there.
Yeah, working there, just everything, really, cattle, horses, tobacco, hay, he raised everything. He basically raised all the feed and hay that he that he fed the horses. You know, we take our corn down to Millersburg to the mill there and got it mixed up. And, you know, that's what, yeah, he never had to buy his feed. You know, he raised it all. So
you have family members living there still?
My grandmother, who just, his wife just passed away. She was 101. She just passed away last year. And the farm, we're just in the process of restoring the house and, you know, kind of, you know, doing some repairs around the farm. It's still in the family. But, I mean, to answer your question, nobody actually lives there now. But our grandmother lived there. It's about a year ago when she passed away. So,
yeah. You got families going to move in or take it over?
Eventually, yeah. Somebody in the family probably will. We need to really get a lot of restoring, kind of get a lot of the electrical codes up to date, you know?
Yeah, right.
The electricity was put in about the turn of this last century.
Jackie, this is on Peacock Road. Reno in Bourbon County.
Yeah. I was listening.
We live on Clay Kaiser.
Right.
Yeah. So it's on one side of the road.
Basically the same road. It's changed the same road halfway through. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I know. I spent a lot of time there. So
Don Combs used to have a little place over there. I don't know if you remember that or not.
Probably not. No, it didn't ring a bell.
He sold it several years ago. Uh-huh. You know, the horse trainer.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you've been, your family goes way back.
Yeah. I mean, I spent a lot of time summers there around the horses and working around them. So, yeah.
Was that a land grant property or something like that, or just somebody in your
family? You know, I think when they settled it, that's just kind of where we call him the governor, James Garrett, just kind of he picked out what he wanted because he was one of the first ones to arrive, you know, right after the French Revolution War, I guess, is when he came, you know. Immigrated here. Right, so
that's fascinating.
Yeah, it is. It has a lot of family history there. So.
I didn't realize that the McGivens went that back far. I thought it was all clays and spears.
Yeah. No, they're McGivens on the road too. So my parents kind of grew up down the road from each other. So
yeah. You know, they used to say that when the first settlers come in and settle in Bourbon County, you know, they had to take on the Indians and they had to take on the clays.
Exactly. So, I think the clays are they're distant relatives.
Anyway, that's a great family. Yeah, I wouldn't be ashamed to claim them, but they might not want to claim me. But that's a wonderful family. Well, who did you first go to work for?
I went to college, and then besides my grandfather,
did you go to UK?
I went to EKU. Degree in broadcasting, which I never used. The first time I used my broadcasting degree.
Well, there, see, it caught up with you.
Exactly. But I graduated college, and I mean, it's just the lure of the horses, the love for the horses. I went to work for Pin Oak back when Pin Oak was where UK is. You know, I started there.
Right on the other side of Versailles. Versailles Midway Road there.
Exactly. So I went there and just kind
of... Used to raise asparagus in that one.
They did. In fact, actually, it's ironic that Stone Street's yearling division, you know, that is where Stone Street's yearling division is, where they used to raise their tobacco and their asparagus.
Is that right?
In the 80s, yeah.
Oh, they got some beautiful home on that place.
Yeah, they do.
Well, it always was.
Ms. Abercrombie was there. I worked at Pin Oak, and then I worked at Haggard's, Davis McGee. And
what'd you do over at Haggard's?
Worked like in the ICU unit, isolation. Worked for Dr. Byers.
Doug?
Yeah.
What a great guy.
He is a great guy.
You know, he's up at Mayo Clinic now.
No. Yeah. Sorry, I saw him a couple months ago. I had no idea.
He's having some pretty serious health problems, so he ended up at Mayo's we'll know a little bit more Monday about what it's all about. You know, he's on the show.
Looking good.
Yeah, he's looking good, and I talked to him yesterday, and he sounds good.
I really enjoy working with him. I was only there for a year, but yeah, I enjoyed working with him.
One of the sharpest guys you've ever been around in your life, and one of the nicest.
He did. He taught me a lot just about neonatal care and all that, you know, all those critical foals that used to come into the clinic there, and I learned a lot from him there. Worked for Joe Osborne at Pin Oak, and he now manages Kildangan, so he was a great influence. You know, the first real big job I got was when Jim Fitzgerald at Knock River Farm went on his own and managed his farm. I was his first farm manager
there. Is that right?
Yeah, and Jim, I mean, it's unbelievable.
Now, where was Jim's first farm?
His first farm was Winton Farm, Dr. McGee's farm. He leased that. Then he bought the farm
on Mount Horeb.
Mount Horeb there. And then a year later, he bought the farm on Brinsville Road, who it's been sold a couple times since then. And now, he obviously is at George.
It belongs to Margot now.
Maybe it does belong to Margo.
They just bought it.
Did they really? Okay. Yeah. Well, it's been a while since I've been down Brinsville Road, but Yeah, now he is where he is now. He's got the two farms now.
So. Yeah. Of course, he's got the one for sale.
Yeah, exactly.
Not Griffin.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
But
he's a tremendous horseman. He taught me a lot, you know.
He came up under Michael Osborne and those guys, you know.
Absolutely. Kind of
Jim Williams and, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And I worked for him at Eaton before I went out. And
did you work for Lee?
Yeah, I did. I worked for a year there before I went to Knott Griffin. That's where I met Jim, because Jim was managing Eaton Farms at the time. Yeah. Then he went on his own, and I went with him there, and, you know, and then things really progressed from there, so.
Well, I know why you've got a big job like this now, because you sure came up on some of the best.
I did. Yeah, I was fortunate. Every job I had was a positive experience and a building block for the next job, so.
Now, when you said that you were out here when you were with Pin Oak over
I did, yeah,
Pin Oak, yeah. Barn 20, I guess it's 25 or 26
over
there.
I can't remember the number now, but yeah, I worked.
The old broodmare barn.
Exactly.
And then
exactly.
Then Pin Oak built a barn right behind it, at the training center.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was Jimmy Corrigan there, and that was a great experience, too. You know, about the last year I was at Pin Oak, I went there. Fortunately, at Pin Oak, I worked with the mares, I worked with the yearlings, I worked with stallions, and I got to work with Jimmy, you know, seeing the training end of it, you know. So, you know, I worked 5 years at Pin Oak. That's where I started, and fortunately, I saw a little bit of everything. And
Didn't you all have peaks and valleys over here? I believe you did.
It did. He wasn't there when I worked there, but yeah, he did. He was there. He was there for a while, so.
Yeah, he turned out to be a heck of a horse.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely.
Jimmy won a race again last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, at Presque Isle.
Yeah.
Jimmy's a good trainer.
Oh, man, he was attention to detail. He taught me attention to detail, taught me how to put a bandage on. He taught me a lot. Probably taught me more than he thought he taught me, but
Jimmy used to ride races over in England, Ireland.
Yeah, yeah, he told me about that. So back in the day, that's like we're going back 20 years now, so. When I was out here,
yeah,
you know, so
that's 20 years is nothing.
Yeah,
that's
it. I'm starting to realize.
Yeah, we were out here 20
I'm
years
starting
ago.
To realize, I'm starting to realize that now.
Are you? So, well, boy, you've had quite a experience.
It has been positive experiences. So, been fortunate to run a lot of good people, a lot of good mentors, and it is, you know, it's got me where I am.
Yeah,
so.
Sounds like you've had a fun trip along the way.
It has, yeah, it has been. Unfortunately, I've been around a lot of good horses growing up, and you know, with every step, just around people that do things right, do the right way, and you know, taught me to work hard. A lot of challenges, and you know,
you got family, of course.
I do. Got a wife, Patty. Small animal vet in Lexington there. So
is that right?
Practice, yeah.
Give her a plug. Where's your practice?
She practices at Nicholsville Animal Clinic, Nicholsville Road Animal Clinic. It's close to Brandon Crossing.
Okay.
It's just on the Fayette County. It's on the Fayette County side, just before you get to Jessamine County.
Yeah.
But yeah, they do quality work there, and I think she's a great vet, of course.
Got any children?
I got a boy, Patrick, he's 7, and a girl, Jim, she's 5. We call her Jim, Jeanette Elizabeth McGibbon. We just call her, our initials, Jim. So, but they're, you know, they're kind of what I live for now. So,
yeah, that's great.
Yeah, it is.
You live on the farm?
I do. No, they don't ride. You know, we haven't really introduced them. They got a lot of interest in, you know, the horses is one area that, you know, we just haven't approached yet. I mean, I think we'll probably introduce it to them. So
sooner or later,
eventually, it's inevitable. Because my wife galloped horses out here in Keeneland for about 20 years. Through vet school, all through.
I bet you I know her then.
Patricia Riggs, Joe Riggs is. She used to be. She. She Joe
well,
Riggs,
you know how it is.
Former father-in-law.
You know how it is that on a track like this, you know by everybody's first
exactly.
name.
Exactly. I'm sure if you saw her, you'd know her. So, yeah.
If she had on a helmet.
Yeah, if she had on a helmet.
She put that purple helmet back on, you probably wouldn't know her yet. Yeah.
That's wonderful. You all live on the farm?
We do live on the farm. We've got a nice house there on the farm. And, of course, you know, I tend to whatever issues come up any time of the day. So, you know, like any other farm, they put you there on the farm. So,
yeah.
You're there at any issues that come up during the night, fallen mares. I mean, get up for all the fallings and all that. So,
I bet y'all have a tremendous staff at that much.
We do, yeah. Yeah, Miss Barbara, she's told us to go out and, you know, get the best we can find. And we take care of them, you know, the best we can. So, to keep them a part of the team. So,
yeah.
But, yeah.
Who else do y'all breed to? I know other than Curlin that Bernardini you were talking about, and just
Well, they own shares in Fleet Alex and Ghost Zapper. 'Tis wonderful.
Hey, boy, did you see that 2-year-old winner from him, first-time starter yesterday?
That was impressive.
Oh, wow.
Aren't you talking about that one on the way up here? I turned the show on as I was coming up here. Yeah, that was impressive. We're thinking positive about him, so we still support him really well. Of course, Escandrea.
Yeah.
Got a lot of Escandrea is very happy with his first crop.
Okay, so, that's good.
Of course, Curlin. And some of the big, and of course they breed to, you know, Tisnow, Bernardini, all the big stallions, Distorted Humor. I mean, any stallion you find in the top 10, you know, we probably bred some mares too. So,
boy, it must be nice to be around that kind of stuff.
It is every day, you know, being around. I mean, Rachel Alexander, just being able to go out and see her any time of the day, because you know how it is when you're raising horses, you dream that every one of them is going to turn out like that, you know?
Yeah.
And, just to be around something like that every day is just, I have no problem getting out of bed in the morning, so.
Yeah. You know, Matt and Crystal Howard have become very good friends of ours, and Crystal does some work for you.
Yeah, she does, yeah. She does some part-time night watching for us, so. Mm-hmm. She's very dependable, you know, she's got a good background at Reed and Riddle, and, you know, wherever we can get her on the clock, we pull her in, because she's very reliable and, you know, can recognize any issues that might be arising, and plenty of time we can get out and take care of them.
So. You hire nice people there. They're really nice people.
They are good class people.
Yeah, class. Absolutely. Even if they are from Kansas.
Yeah, well, you know, somebody's got to be from Kansas. But right. I mean, it's there. So
I needed him all the time. He's a big Kansas State grad, and he's talking about his little boy Dutchers is going to go to Kansas State. And I said, look, where was he born? He said, he was born here. And I said, well, then if you're folding Kentucky, you're Kentucky bred.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah, you know, I tried to get away a couple of times, but I always came back. So.
Yeah. Well, great. Well, Gary, listen, I want to stop you. Thank you for stopping by.
Anytime.
It's been, I'm glad to got to know you.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, but, you know, anytime you're going out to Peacock Road, stop by. I live up the road from there.
I go through all the time. So
do you really?
Yeah, I pass by quite a bit, just going out and keeping an eye on the estate out there, you know.
Yeah,
so.
Well, especially with nobody living there now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we do have some family that kind of live on the farm around.
Oh, good.
They kind of tend to it every day. So
yeah.
So
how many acres you say that was?
It's about 106. It's about 240. Actually, about 240.
Yeah.
240 acres. So, yeah, is what it is now. So
I'm trying to place where it is.
How far out?
Yeah.
It's just about 2 miles out Peacock Pike. If you know, when you get off the bypass and go out Peacock Pike, it's on about 2 miles on the left hand side.
Oh, okay. That
top,
way.
There's a big, I mean, it's the highest hill you're going to get probably almost in all of Bourbon County. So, yeah it's there.
You're looking down on everybody.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's it. So,
anyway. Stop by.
Yeah, we'll do.
Thank you, Gary.
Take care.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Talking to Gary McGivin there from Stone Street. Boy, I tell you what, it's and a neighbor. Oh, all right, let's see where we are. Well, First Defense. I don't know where I put my. Here it is. All right. First Defense, the sire of a 2-year-old stakes winner in his first crop. That's Dun Donnell. And he won the Group 3 Acom Stakes on August 22. Won that just 18 days following a 12-length victory in a maiden special race, a race in which he set a new course record. So keep an eye on Dun Donnell. He is a colt with unlimited potential. Keep an eye out for more impressive runners by First Defense, because he has unlimited potential as a sire. A genetic masterpiece. First Defense is by Unbridal Song out of Grade 1 Stakes winner Honest Lady by Seattle Slough. Honest Lady is a half-sister to the superior sire Empire Maker, to the Grade 1 sire Chester House, and she is one of 5 graded stakes winners, 4 Grade 1 winners, out of the Grade 1 stakes winner in Broodmare of the Year, Toussaint. Grade 1 stakes winner First Defense stands at Judmont Farm, home also of Grade 1 stakes winner and proven sire, a Grade 1 sire, Mizzen Mast. Take a good look at the yearlings by First Defense and Mizzen Mast at the Keeneland Sales. Both can sire you a runner. Inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry, and see the website at judmont.com. Well, the 1-2 finishers in the Grade 1 $1 million Pacific Classic, Dullahan and Game On Dude, and Golden Ticket, who dedicated to win in the Grade 1 $1 million Travers Stakes, were raised on products from Macaulay Brothers. Dullahan was bred by Phil and Judy Needham, in partnership with Bina Halecki, and raised on Amelia Fohan's Bonaterra farm. Game On Dude, winner of his previous start of the Grade 1 Hollywood Gold Cup, was bred and raised at Dadena Springs. And Golden Ticket was raised on Macaulay Brothers products at Windstar Farm. Now tack on It's My Lucky Day, winner of the Turf Dash at Calder, who was bred by Liberation Farm and Brandywine Farm and raised at Brandywine. And Premio Loco, winner of the Group 2 Celebration Mile at Goodwood, which is bred by Dr. Chuck Kidder, Dr. Nancy Cole, and Dr. Johnny Griggs. And you have just another outstanding day of racing for clients of Macaulay Brothers. The list of Superior Stakes winners raised on Macaulay products just keeps growing. That's proof positive that the products of Macaulay Brothers are the finest in the world. To join the winning team, contact Mike Warren or David Longmire, 873-3333, and you're always welcome to stop by the office at 111 Broadway in Versailles. Macaulay Brothers, where it's all about the horse. Well, we were talking about just a few minutes ago with Gary McGibbon about our good friend John Fitzgerald over at Knott Griffin Farm. Gary used to work for him. And, of course, he's got Knott Griffin over in Bourbon County. He's also got a consignment in Barn 29 out of Keeneland. The first sale on Tuesday, September the 11th. And then they also sell on Wednesday and Thursday. All book in book one, incidentally. He's got Colts by Pulpit, Street Cry. Let's see what else he's got. An Empire Maker, Lord of Mercy. The dam of that Empire Maker earned over $332,000. It's a graded place. Got Colts by leading sires, Occlusive Quality and Candy Ride. Got Phillies by Tiz Now, Exchange Rate, Indian Charlie, and he's of course sired two Eclipse Award winning Phillies. And two by Candy Ride, who's another good sire, and Tappet, who's been 1-2 on the sire list just about the entire year. And all of them out of really nice mares. That Pulpit, incidentally, Pulpit Colts out of a stakes winner of $463,000, and she's grade one place. Now, they're in Barn 9, Tuesday, September 11th, out at Keenan from Knott Griffin Farm. And, of course, Jim's farm, Knott Griffin Farm, is over on the 460 real in Bourbon County. And Jim's, you know these things are going to look good because he does it right at Knott Griffin. So stop by and see him. And for more information, go to his website. It's knockgriffinfarm.com, KnockGriffinFarm.com.
I'm heading down the highway.
All right. Haven't got a hold of Steve yet?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. Well, wake him up. All righty. Well, we've got some stuff we can do. I'll tell you what I'll do right now. We'll take care of my good friend David Schweitzer, who is over at the KTA, and he likes us to mention the names of the breeders of stakes winners over the previous weekend. Kentucky breeders, of course. We ignore everybody else or try to. Both the breeders of the winners of the Travers Stakes, Grade 1 at Saratoga, were Kentuckians. Alpha is bred by Darley, and Golden Ticket, who dead-heated with Alpha, was bred by Windstar Farm by Spritestown, incidentally, who this now I think has got 16 winners, stakes winners this year, and I think he's the leading stakes winners and third on the sire list. Brightstown is Eclipse Award winning sprinter. Nice horse. The Pacific Classic, another $1 million race, went to Dullahan, bred by Phil and Judy Needham and Bina Halecki, and raised by Amelia Folion over at her farm, Bonaterra Farm. Love and Pride, winner of the Grade 1 Personal Ensign, is bred by the stud TNT and Live Oak Stud. It's a Kentucky bred. That's three Grade 1s right there. Let's see what else we have here. Flipping through my trusty Blood Horse, Contested, another Grade 1 Stakes winner. She won the test because she'd won Grade 1 Stakes prior to that. She's by Ghost Zapper, stands over at Dena Springs. She was bred by Cherry Valley Farm right down there in Bourbon County. The grade two Pat O'Brien Stakes of Del Mar winner, Capital Account, was bred by Silverleaf Farms. The Del Mar Handicap grade two, Casino Host won that, bred by Colts Next Stables. Let's see what else we got. The Play the King Stakes, grade two up in Canada, Big Band Sound, was bred by Richard Stultz. The Ontario Colleen Stakes, grade three up in Canada, Colonial Flag won that, bred by Catherine Park. The Catch a Rising Star Stakes winner, Martha's Moon, was bred, that's a Malibu Moon, bred by Malibu Farm. City of Edmonton Distaff up in Canada, Heidi Maria won that, bred by Mock Mahal, a Bourbon County outfit. The CTT Thoroughbred Owners of California Stakes, this is Kentucky bred, Brian Call, et al., bred it. Et al.'s in on a lot of those breedings. Let's Go Cheyenne won it, that's a filly, another Tis Now. The Lindsay Frolic Stakes at Calder went to Rose to Gold, bred by Joe Mulholland Sr., Joe Mulholland Jr., and John and Karen Mulholland. Let's see. The New York Turf Riders Cup Steeplechase, demonstrative one that, bred by Gainsborough Farm. The Omnimus Stakes at Monmouth Park with Clear Skies Ahead. That's a five-year-old mare by Sky Classic, stands over at Pin Oak Stud. 59 stakes winners that horse is sired. Over 100 stakes horses. What a nice old stud he's been. That's one bred by Stephen and Debbie Jackson. Our Mim Stakes at Delaware Park went to Dana Lake, bred by Sheldon Knightston. The Twin Light Stakes at the Monmouth Park, Closing Range, bred by the St. George Farm. That's the old George Widener place over on Kenny Lane. The St. George Farm, the Sonoma Handicap, Madera Park, Exclusive Stables, and Ray Hansen bred that one. Commander won the Westerner Handicap in Canada. That's a Broken Vow, bred by Paragon Farms. Broken Vow is having a good, really good year. That's a repeat stakes winner. He's got 15 stakes winners there this year. The ACOM Stakes, grade three in York in England, went to Dundonnell, a two-year-old colt from the first crop by First Defense, bred by Judmont Farms. That's where First Defense stands. The Prestige Stakes, grade three at Goodwood, went to Ali Auger, bred by Greenwood Lodge Farm in Kentucky. And I believe that that covers, takes care of the Kentucky breds, $3 million stakes.
Wow.
That's not bad, huh? All righty. Let's see what we're going to do now. Let me take a break here, and then I'll come back and we might take a look at some winners of the Woodward or something like that.
Past winner.
That'd be good. I don't believe your mic's on, Jackie. That's okay. She won't have much say anyway.
That's right. I've said all I'm going to say.
Well, Gypsy Robin's a three-year-old filly by De Hare, and she ran a dead game second in the Grade 1 Test Stakes last Saturday at Saratoga. After forcing the early pace, a quarter and 21 and 2, a half and 44 flat, three quarters and 109, she finished second to the multiple Grade 1 Stakes winner contested in a field of 10. Of course, Gypsy Robin has won the Grade 2 Beaumont Stakes at Keenan and the inaugural Stakes at Presque Isle this year. She won the Sorority Stakes at Monmouth Park as a two-year-old last year. She's earned $348,000. She's one of just five named foals from the first test crop by De Hare. Two others have started. Both have won non-claiming races, and one of them stakes place. So that's two stakes horses, including the greatest stakes winner in his first crop of only five foals. De Hare is one of 12 Grade 1 Stakes winners by Austin again, who just almost got his 13th just in the Travers last week. That horse just got beat half a length for all of it in the Travers. And he stands at Shadwell Farm, De Hare does. That's the home also of Albertus Maximus, Interdab, Invisor, Jazzle, and Mustanfar. Inquire Stallion Manager Ken Barnes and see the website at shadwellfarm.com.
The American Produce Record CD-ROM is now in stock at Frisnet.com. The APR is packed with 50 years of North American broodmare production and race records, including statistics for all weather starts, the only product of its kind. The APR includes sales data since 1986, as well as maiden stats on 2 and 3-year-olds of this year, pedigrees dating back to 1950. The American Produce Records from Bloodstock Research Information Services is a must for industry professionals. Order the APR today at Brisnet.com or call 859-223-4444.
Well, you can add another name to the list of stakes winners sired by Tisnow. Kentucky bred Let's Go Cheyenne, a 4-year-old Tisnow filly, led from flag fall to finish. She opened a 12-length lead at one point and won by nearly 6 in the CTT, and Thurbit owns a California handicap on August 24. She's Kentucky bred, though. Tisnow was 7 2012 stakes winners, 5 of them graded stakes winners, including a grade 1 stakes winner, currently ranks 9th on the sire list. And starting with book 1, you can find a number of Tisnow yearlings at Keeneland. He's the big horse sire. He's sired 9 grade 1 winners, so take a close look. There are also outstanding youngsters from the first crop by Colonel John in the sale. Colonel John is one of Tisnow's grade 1 stakes winners. He won the grade 1 Travers, and he won the grade 1 Santa Anita Derby, and he earned over $1,779,000. The first by Colonel John sale on Tuesday, that's the second day of the sale, and also in book 1. For more information, get in touch with Jerry Duffy over at Windstar Farm. Windstar, home of 3 of the top 10 sires on the North American sire list. Spitestown, sire of Golden Ticket, who dead-heated to win in last week's Travers. Distorted Humor, who topped the sire list last year. And Tis Now. See the website, windstarfarm.com. All righty, in lieu of Moody. Well, maybe we can find him a little bit later on. We'll see. Let's see here. I'm going to take a look at some winners of the Woodward. That's not the oldest stakes in the world, though, I'll tell you that. In fact, the first one was won by Philly. And that back was in, 1954? No, it had to be before that. Let me look. I've got some more notes around here somewhere. I'd run off and forget them, too. What a stoop I'm in. Let me grab my old race manual. The last racing manual I owned is 1977. So, they put them out new now. Jackie, that's what I want for Christmas, is a new American racing manual.
All right.
In fact, I'll take my Christmas present tomorrow.
Okay.
And, of course, I used to get one free until when I left the racing form. let me see what I've got here, the Woodward Stakes. Yeah, I was right the first time. The first Woodward was 1954, and it was Pet Bully. I remember Pet Bully very well. He was kind of by an unknown horse named Petros. And Pet Bully was a foal of 54. And at that time, the Woodward was just a mile. The inaugural Woodward was at 1 mile. And Pet Bully was he was a tough racehorse. I remember him very well. He won 23 races. He also won races like the Fall Highweight and the Washington Park Handicap. So he not only was a top sprinter, he could get Washington Park Handicap, I believe it was 1 1/8 at that time. That was at the old Washington Park in Homewood in South Chicago up there. You don't want to run, wander down that neighborhood now. But at that time, it was just nice people in that area. They were all mafia. But anyway, Petros was the first one. He ended up at stud over at Crestwood. What the hell was the name of that farm? I'll think of it in a minute. Good Lord, I'm getting old. Anyway. Crown Crest Farm, which was later, they bought that property from, its original Dixiana property. It's Dixiana now. Anyway, but that's where he's buried. I believe he's buried over there, Pet Bully is. And if I'm not mistaken, he raised for Donata Farm, but I may be wrong about that. The next year, a traffic judge won it. He was by Alibi. And the next one was at 1 1/4 miles. the next running of the Woodward. And he won it as a three-year-old, beating Paper Tiger, who was a four-year-old Paper Tiger. I'm pretty sure it was by Stymie. Dedicate was a real high-class runner in third that day. He was the son of Prince Quillo. Of course, Prince Quillo stood down at Claiborne Farm. Stymie stood over at Haggard Farm. I think Doc Charlie called it Greenfields. Doc Charlie Haggard had it at that time. Traffic Judge stood his entire career at the Stallion Station property out there that now belongs to Kenny McPeak out on the Russell Cave Road out there. That's where Traffic Judge went to stud. He was by Alibi. And he was a very good sire. He sired, for instance, Delta Judge, who was the sire of the... Delta Judge was a good sire. He sired Double Delta, who raced for Jimmy Dryman. She won the Beldame and the Ashland Stakes. Won stakes out of Keeneland. He sired Proud Delta. She won the Beldame also. That's two winners of the Beldame. I know he sired Judgeable. If I'm not mistaken, Seth Hancock bred Judgeable. He won the Dwyer. He won the Whitney and the Don, the Grey Lag. He was a very good race. Sired a really brilliantly fast filly named Red Cross, who raced for Dixiana, raced for Miss Mary V. Fisher. Won the Regret twice. Won the Grey Flight. And then he won sired Patrol Woman and Court Rulings and Green Ticket and horse. Mr. Gus won the first run time at a mile and a quarter. It was run 1956. Mr. Gus by Nashville. He won it as a 5-year-old. He beat Nashville. He beat Jet Action. And down through the years, there's been really some top horses won it. Seattle Slough, Affirm, Precisionist and Cigar, Skip Away, Go Sapper, and the aforementioned Forgo. He won it four times. 74, 75, 76, and 77. Because Forgo was a horse of the year, champion older horse four times, champion sprinter, great weight carrier. Carried 1,938,000, I'm not mistaken, when he retired, he was ranked second to Kelso among all-time leading money winners. And, he was an unsound horse all his life. He had no telling how good that horse was. And if he'd been sound, the Jockey Club Gold Cup, because he was a great weight carrier, but the Jockey Club Gold Cup was weight for age, and he never got to run in it because he was they never could get him sound enough to run in that race. That's the race that Kelso won four times. So, you would think that he would have made, won a whole lot more money if he'd been able to run in it. But in my book, he was one of the all-time greats. Ran fourth and secretary at the Derby, by the way. Anyway, he was knocked into the rail on a turn. He might have been closer than fourth. He was a very good horse. He was by a horse named Forley. I was going to talk something about Forley, but I'm going to run out of time because we got a hold of Mr. Moody. So we're going to take a commercial break here and come back and get the winner of the Woodward Stakes today. And well, it was another weekend, another stakes winner by Malibu Moon. August 24 at Calder, Martha's Moon, a 2-year-old filly with bred in Kentucky by Malibu Moon, won the Catch a Rising Star Stakes at Calder. Win comes just days following the victory of Winding Way in the Grade 3 Rancho Bernardo Stakes at Del Mar, and Kwai Katie's score in the Grade 2 Adirondack Stakes at Saratoga. Winding Way won the Rancho Bernardo by 12 lengths, beat older fillies and mares. Kwai Katie, who they're touting now as the best 2-year-old filly in the East, is undefeated. Malibu Moon currently ranks 7th on the 2012 sire list. Also over the weekend, 2-year-olds from the first crop by Notional and Tis Wonderful won. Then yesterday at Saratoga, My Happy Face became Tis Wonderful's 5th 2-year-old winner by taking a maiden special by an astounding 21 1/4 lengths. Bred by Spendthrift Farm and Shawhan Farm, My Happy Face, and this is a quote from the chart, drew off with the greatest of ease while under no encouragement. Notional's risky call broke his maiden and made him special up in Canada by 5 1/2 lengths. Notional has two winners and another to place from his first four starters. Incidentally, one of Tis Wonderful's first crop winners is Scamoni, winner first time out of a maiden special at Saratoga and second in her next start in a $100,000 stakes. So watch for yearlings by the Spendthrift Stallions at the Keeneland Sales. And for more information, get in touch with Ken Wilkins, Diz Dempsey or Ned Toffee. Number over there is 294-0030. And check the website at SpendthriftFarm.com.
Sally Van Service. There are experienced drivers and experienced horsemen, and that's a winning combination. Think about that the next time you ship your horse, whether it's across the county or across the country. When you load your horse into a Sally van, you can depend on the fact that the person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. The folks at Sally Van Service wouldn't have it any other way, and that's why for more than half a century, Sally Vans has been the safest way to the winner's circle.
All righty. Well, we finally woke Steve Moody up. You handicapping late these days, Steve?
The overnight handicapping.
Yeah. Keeps you up and you sleep in the morning, huh? Every morning except Saturday morning when I wake you up.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Well, this is Steve Moody. He's going to give us the winner of the Woodward today. Who do you like, Steve?
All right, Ursa. Well, I will give you a weather report first off. They are fast and firm up there. And another big news, I guess the big news today is the ninth race, which is the four-go, Shackelford's been scratched.
Oh, my.
So, he will not go in the forego, but in the Woodward, which is the 10th race, field of seven, 3-year-olds and up, $750,000 purse. These are going a mile and an eighth. And, you know, I think it comes down to, Mucho Macho Man, the three horse and the six to honor and serve. Mucho Macho Man has just been, you know, he's been just tremendous this year. Ran a monster race last time in a suburban handicap. The only sort of knock that you might have on him is the fact that, you know, his best race, which was that race, a suburban, was at Belmont, you know, in that one turn, mile and an eighth. And, you know, he hasn't been quite as good when he's gone in two turn routes. And I think, to honor and serve maybe is a little bit better, in the two turn routes. I'm going to give him the chance to turn the tables today on Mucho Macho Man. I think the other horse you got to watch for in here is the five, Stay Thirsty. He's had kind of a roller coaster years of the layoff and just had some races where that haven't been good, but he's now back on the track that he absolutely loves. Saratoga, and he's been working like he's maybe sitting on a real big race today. I think he's got a big chance in here. I didn't pick him to win, but I think he certainly has a big chance at it. I'm going to go with the six horse to honor and serve. Have him rally from just off the pace. So we'll go six, three, five in the Woodward.
6-3-5 in the Woodward. All righty. Well, Steve, we got to you a little late today, but I'm going to have to let you go. Before we do that, who's going to win the football game tomorrow?
Well, I'm hoping that the...
I know what you're hoping.
I'm hoping the Kentucky fans win. They're not swimming... Swimming in the John up there is what I—that's what I call the place.
Oh.
But with all the rain that they're forecast, but I don't know, Ursula. I'm gonna drink the Kool-Aid and say somehow Kentucky will recover a fumble and run into the end zone and win by
whatever.
One point at the buzzer. So.
Okay. All right. Well, you're Gamer and Dick Tracy. All right, Steve. Thank you. This has been Steve Moody with the with Briss, and you can get that Saratoga sheet right off the website, which is brissnet.com. Thanks, Steve.
All right, Ursula.
All righty. Well, I wanted to say a little something. I had talked about Forgo a little bit earlier. I wanted to say something about Forley, who was a sire Forgo, because he was, to me, he was a very interesting horse. He was imported by Mr. A.B. Bull Hancock, Jr., and went to stud down at Claiborne Farm. He'd been in a horse of the year in Argentina, and I think Mr. Hancock paid $960,000 to get him here. His sire, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, Aristophane, entered stud in Argentina in 1954, and it topped the sire list down there in 1960, and he was a son of Hyperion. And he'd been a very good miler in England. Forley won his first two starts in this country, and when they brought him up here, he won the Coronation Stakes, setting a new track record at Hollywood Park, 1:41.2 for mile 16th, of course. Charlie Whittingham trained him, by the way. Then he sent him to Chicago for the Citation Handicap, and he suffered a linear fracture of the near fore cannon bone, and he was retired to stud. But he was a very good stud. Besides Forgo, which that's enough to make him a good stud right there, he got Thatch, who was a champion miler over in England and a champion two-year-old in Ireland and a very good sire over there. Horse named Sedim, who won the Grade One Ascot Gold Cup twice. Intrepid Hero won the Hollywood Derby and the United Nations Handicap in this country. Grass Horse, of course. Formidable won the Grade One Middle Park Stakes, was one of the leading races for two-year-olds in Great Britain. He also did pretty well over there at stud. Forley also sired Mademoiselle Forley, who won the Ladies' Handicap and such Grade One Stakes winners as Key to Content, Asteroid, Forston, Fordham, and a posse. And that's not the same posse that was in stud here now, that's now in New York. This horse won Group One Stakes. I believe he won the Sussex Stakes over in Great Britain. And, of course, Forley was the broodmare sire of Precisionist and Swale. Broodmare sire of 87 stakes winners. So he was a very good sire in this country. Probably would have been more suited to racing in his native South America, Argentina, or in Europe. Forgo could run on pretty near anything. And he was just a great racehorse in my book. At his best, one of the all-time greats. So, anyway. But, as I say, he won it four times. He won it 4, 5, 6, and 7. That's the Woodward that he won four times. And he was a top-rate horse. All right, let's see. Winners from the Thoroughbred Center. We've had 61 winners last month, and 10 of those winners came since last week's show. And let's see, Luis Nolly. Yeah, did he win that one since last week's show? What was last week's one? Okay, here we go. Helmut Jackson, Donald Hunt, Eduardo Cutamore, Paul McEntee, Ted Lucas, Jimmy Cargan, Kellen Gorda, Tanya Bomitas, Paul Garcia, Jimmy Cargan again, and Tommy Short. We went into the yesterday needing three winners to hit 60, and we ended up with four winners yesterday. And we were checking the late results last night, and we of course they run at night up at Presque Isle, and they had the first four races, and Jimmy had won the second. Jimmy Cargan, he made it number 60 with Dixie Dream, and won a nice maiden special up there, $41,000 pot, which is a nice kind of a pot. And then went to mount. Woke up this morning at usual 4:15, went in and checked and see if anybody won a Mountaineer last night, and Tommy Short won the 10th race last night. Jackie, they're playing our music, that sign-off music. Don't hit me with that fly swatter.
I'm batting 666.
Two out of three with a fly swatter?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All this is going to be up on UrsulaEllisHorseTales.com. This, and hopefully Dutcher's picture. I'm going to go home working for you. I got Doug Byers' video up. It's up new. Last time he was here, a week or two ago. So.
Yeah. And Doug is doing very well. And everybody keep him in his prayers. And hopefully we'll have some really good news for you next week. Okay. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.